Your Money with Nick Bruning from the West Australian. Go on,
go on, take the money and run. This sounds like it could be a story.
is that your financial advice, isn't it?
Oh, geez, don't take any financial advice from me.
Oh, dear. So, well, it's a sort of variation of that, mate. We're talking about granny flats this morning, and in all seriousness, it's really become very popular in the last couple of years, and that's since some changes to planning laws in Western Australia makes it a lot easier to put up the granny flat out the back. So I guess that's the one that most people think of, which is to build a separate structure. But these days, the granny flat arrangement can also involve even moving into a spare room in the house or making some changes in the family home. We're talking about the kids in this instance.
Yep.
And making room for mum or dad to come into the back there. It's a way of parents, if you like, passing funds to their kids, which in a sense bypasses these gifting or deprivation rules which Centrelink have. And that's basically that you can only give $10,000 away per year with a maximum of 30 over 5. So with the granny flat arrangement, what essentially happens is you hand over a sum of money to purchase what's called a life interest. So that's in effect a contract between you and your kids to stay in that home until the time that you want to move on, or in fact you're moved on,
right,
shall we say.
Yes, yes.
And so the idea is then that while you're staying at home, you get the ability to, have input, or not input, but be part of the family. A lot of grandparents obviously are involved in raising grandkids in a more direct sense than perhaps a few years ago. But as they get older too, you can still access many of those services, which are sort of, instead of going into an aged care facility, you can have people come around with helping with the cooking and cleaning and all that sort of stuff. And it's just a way of tapping into the system without necessarily up and moving you around all of your life to an aged care facility.
Right. Now, granny flat to me is always sort of, you have this preconceived idea that it's going to be, you know, pretty inexpensive, just a little sort of a, you know, box out the back. But, I mean, they're damn expensive, aren't they?
Oh, they are, especially the ones that you would want, Mr. Blackley. But, we actually spoke with Granny Flats WA, and they were saying that up until about 3 or 4 years ago, they might have been doing, I don't know, 15 or 20 a year. Now they're doing more than 100 per year. And it starts at the very base level. You're right. Well, it's not that cheap. It's about $120,000 is your entry point for a standalone structure.
Yeah.
But then there's nothing to stop you, like any property, really expanding on it and putting in the stone bench tops and all those sorts of things. So typically up to, a couple of $100,000 in some cases is what you're looking at. But I guess the other thing about it, Ian, is that they're purpose-built. So you can start thinking about the future and having, for example, wider doorways to accommodate a wheelchair maybe in the future. Or you can also have showers without hobs so that you can easily get in and out of the thing. So, it does really allow you to custom build a home without necessarily paying hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Now, I've got to admit, I've never heard of Givit, G-I-V-I-T. It's an online network, and Givit, goods for good causes, and it is a wonderful, wonderful idea. And I've got Anna Presser on the phone, who's the WA State Manager for Givit. Hello, Anna.
Good morning, Ian. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, quickly explain Givit. What do you do?
Yes, well, Givit is a national not-for-profit organisation connecting those that have with those that need.
Yep.
So we work with over 1,200 community service providers around Australia, linking people that have items to give to organisations that require them. So it's either items for their clients or items for their programs. So we're a bit of a matchmaker, you'd say.
Yeah, great idea. Now, I noticed that on the 1st, last week, you started your 12 Days of Giving campaign where the public can get behind 106 registered WA charities to donate 900 items in need in just 12 days. You say it's a big ask, but you're super hopeful. And one of the campaigns is also to help the people of Yarl Loop, who are hosting a special Thank a Volunteer event on the 8th, so that's coming up this week, to help everyone who volunteered their time following the fires early this year. That is just wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity. Yarl Loop usually does that every year. They thank their volunteers. But this year's an extra special year after the fires devastated the town in January. And they used to hold the event at the Yarl Loop workshops, but of course they you know, don't have those anymore.
Oh, I went through there last weekend with a black dog right around the fire, and it was heartbreaking.
Yes.
So this party, what would you like for this party?
Well, I spoke with Julianne from the Community Resource Centre, and they had lost all their decorations, basically, from the fires.
Yes.
So they would love some decorations because they're going to do up the Cooking Up Hall.
Yeah.
So we're asking for some battery-operated candles. So, of course, that's nice and safe at this time of the year, and they can reuse them. Some fairy lights as well to add a bit of atmosphere. And they're also hoping for some Christmas puddings to give some of their volunteers as well a little gift to take home and say thank you.
Right, okay. So how can we make this happen?
Yes, Ian, it's very simple. You just log on to our website, givit.org.au, and you can put the word Yarloop into the area. It's on the front page, and then you can press search, and it will show you the items that we require in that area. So it's a very simple process, and then if you want to donate, you simply put your details in, and then you will be forwarded the information of how you can actually donate those items. Also, if people find that it's too hard or to get the items to Yarloop in time, we will accept money and go shopping for you as well. So there is another part of the website that you can donate money for, and you can just specify for Yarloop. So if you haven't got time to go shopping, we can organise that for you.
Excellent. Anna Presser, WA State Manager for Give It. Wonderful idea, this thing online. Ah, yes, the good old random fact of the day. How much money is there around? It amazes me.
Mm.
Twitter apparently has enough money in the bank to run for 412 years with current losses. Unbelievable.
Mm.
That's only 413 years more than me.